I want you to turn with me in your Bibles.
我要你们将圣经与我翻到。
To Zechariah.
翻到撒加利亚书。
I want you to look with me here. Zechariah chapter 9.
要看一看撒加利亚第九章。
Now we looked at this passage the other day.
我们之前呢曾经有读过这个章节。
But I want to read it again.
但我要重新再读一次。
Zechariah chapter 9.
撒加利亚书第九章。
And look with me here in verse 12.
看一看第十二节。
Turn you to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope. Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
撒加利亚书九章十二节，你们被囚而有指望的人，都要转向保障。我今日说明，我必加倍赐福给你们。
To those who are prisoners of hope,
对那些是有抱着有指望的囚犯。
Bible says God will give them a double portion.
圣经说上帝会赐他们双倍的福分。
In Zechariah chapter 10,
在撒加利亚书十章，
it tells you what God will render to them in the terms of the double.
他告诉你那双倍是什么意思。
Zechariah 10 verse 1,
撒加利亚书十章第一节，
ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain.
当春雨的时候，你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
So the Lord will make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field.
他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。
So through the prophet Zechariah,
所以撒加利亚先知，
he declares a prophecy that will take place at the end of time.
他宣告一个预言将在末世时候成就。
This, of course, parallels exactly what the prophet Joel declared in Joel chapter 2.
这是与约珥在约珥书第二章一样一起的这个预言。
God said he would render a double portion of his spirit in the last days.
上帝说他在末后末日的末世的时候他会降下双倍的圣灵。
But it's interesting to note, as I mentioned before, there in Zechariah 9,
并且在撒加利亚书九章，
you must turn to the Lord first.
你要注意的是你要先转向耶和华，
meaning you must return back to him.
意思就是说你要归回他那里。
And as we have spent the last day or two,
我们花了几天昨天前天
delving into the subject of the early rain,
去说到关于早雨。
We know by now, at least I hope,
我们现在知晓，至少我希望你们都知晓
the work of the early rain,
早雨的工作。
Now just to make sure that you do know,
那么要为了确保你们明白，
I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题了。
What is the purpose of the early rain?
早雨的目的是什么？
Now, I'm going to make it easier for you.
我给你简单一点哈。
A true and false.
一个对和错的问题啊。够简单吗？
You got a 50-50 chance.
你有50%的机会啊。
A,
D.
The purpose of the early rain is...Complete victory in Jesus.
早雨的目的是在耶稣里完全的胜利。
Now, just in case you don't know what that means,
就以防万一你不明白这是什么意思。
Victory over sin.
就是呢，得胜罪恶。
Or B,
或者第二。
The early rain is to complete the work of perfection in your life.
就是呢，早雨的目的是要使你生命中得到完全。
So it's A,
是 A
or B,
还是 B?
So, how many say it's A?
谁说是 A 的？
How many say it's A?
谁说是 A 的？举手。
How many say it's B?
谁说是 B 的？
either I am not teaching it right or he's translating badly. I don't know where the problem lies here.
不知道是他讲的不好还是我翻译的不好啊，对不起啊。
I spent almost 2 days on early rain.
我花了两天时间讲到早雨啊。
It's all about victory over sin.
就是说到呢，得胜罪恶。
The latter rain.
晚雨呢？
Remember, the latter rain is not for victory over sin.
晚雨不是要得胜罪恶。
They're distinct and different in their work.
他们两者是非常有分别的，分明的。
Remember, the early rain, Sister White described it, going from one stage to the next of perfection of character.
记得怀斯姆说，早雨是一个阶段一个阶段的完全。
So, remember, in the early rain,Even though you may be perfect in Christ at that stage,
所以就是说呢，虽然你在那个早雨的部分呢，你是完全。
You are not complete in Christ.
你在基督里却不是完完整整的。
Meaning you have not reached full maturity.
问题就是呢，你还没有得到完全的成熟。
Why haven't you reached full maturity?
为什么你还没有得到成熟呢？
During the early rain experience.
在早雨的经验中
trials and tribulations,
接着患难接着试炼
God exposes, as Sister White says, the hidden defects in your character.
上帝呢会将你生命中隐藏的缺点显露出来
You cannot be complete in Jesus.
你不能够在基督里完整
And still have defects in your character.
而你生命中还有缺陷你不能够完整
But you can be perfect.
但是呢
At that stage of your experience,
在那一个阶段，那个经验，你可以完全。
Because you're living up to all the light that you have.
因为你活着呢，是根据你所拥有的亮光。
Even though you still have defects in your character.
虽然你还有品格上的缺陷。
So, early rain,
早雨
victory over sin,
是得胜罪恶。
Latter rain,
晚雨呢？
Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight.
我们今晚呢就会说到。
Here's the first statement.
这个是第一个摘录。
And it's I'm going to actually confirm everything I've just said.
而这个呢就会向你证明我刚才所说的。
Testimony to ministers, page 506.
这个是给传道人的劝勉，第506面，或者末世大事记13章。
As the dew and the rain are given first to cause the seed to germinate.
正如露水和雨水首先赐下使种子发芽
and then to ripen the harvest
然后使谷成熟
So the Holy Spirit is given to carry forward
照样圣灵的赐下
from one stage to another the process of spiritual growth
也是要循规渐进的推展属灵成长过程
That's early rain
那是早雨对不对
One stage to the next
一个阶段一个阶段的成长
As she said step by step the Lord leads his people
好像之前他所说的一步一步上帝必引领
Then she says
过后他说
Now pay attention because now we're talking about latter rain
因为现在我们说到晚雨的了
The ripening of the grain,
谷物的成熟。
Now, remember, this is latter rain, not early rain.
要记得这个是晚雨，不是早雨啊。
The ripening of the grain,
谷物的成熟
represents,
代表
listen to the language,
代表什么呢？
The completion of the work of God's grace in the soul,
代表上帝在心灵中恩典工作的完成。
What does the latter rain do?
晚雨的工作是什么呢？
It completes the work of grace in the soul.
是完成在我们心中工作的恩典。
Early rain takes you from one stage of Christian development to the next.
早雨是把你从一个阶段带到另一个阶段。
But the latter rain?
但晚雨呢？
It ripens the harvest.
是使谷物成熟。
It completes the process.
它完成这整个过程。
Then she says this.
过后她说
By the power of the Holy Spirit,
接着圣灵的能力
the Listen to the language.
听清楚。
The moral image of God is to be perfected in the character.
上帝的完美形象得以在品格上完成。
We are to be wholly transformed into the likeness of Christ.
我们要完完全全地改变成为基督的样式。
So in the early rain,
所以在早雨的时候
we're in the process of being transformed into the likeness of Christ.
早雨是让我们一步一步慢慢地改变成为基督的形象。
In the latter rain,
在晚雨呢
that process is completed.
那个过程完成了。
We are brought to full maturity.
我们被带到完全的成熟。
Because there's nothing hidden in the defects of our character.
因为我们品格上不再有任何隐藏的缺点了。
The work of the cleansing of the soul temple is finished.
我们灵殿中的洁净呢，已经完成了。
Testimonies, Volume 1, page 353.
证言卷一原文353页。
Speaking of the latter rain,
说到晚雨。
As the members of the body of Christ approach the period of the last conflict, known, of course, the time of Jacob's trouble,
当基督的身体的各肢体来到最后斗争的时候，也就是雅各遭灾难的时候。
Listen to the language now.
听他的语气。
They will grow up into Christ.
他们要向基督里生长。
And will partake largely of His Spirit.
并大得他的灵。
When the work of the completion of God's grace in the soul is done,
当上帝恩典的工作在我们心里完成的时候，
and you perfectly reflect the image of Jesus,
然后你完完全全地反照基督的形象，
then you receive the latter rain,
然后你就领受晚雨。
And what does it do?
晚雨做什么呢？
Does it change your character?
它改变你的品格吗？
Is that what the latter rain does?
晚雨是做这样子的工作吗？
Does the latter rain change your character?
晚雨会不会改变你的品格呢？
Is that the purpose of the latter rain?
那是不是晚雨的工作呢？
No.
不是。
Your character has already been transformed.
你的品格已经被改造了。
The latter rain has nothing to do with giving you victory over your sin.
晚雨呢，是没有关系给你得胜罪恶的。
That would have already been done during the early rain.
那在早雨已经完成了。
The latter rain now brings you to full maturity in Christ.
晚雨现在使你在基督里得到成熟。
In other words,
换句话说，
you are now complete in God.
你现在在上帝里已经是完整的了。
You're not just perfect in Christ.
你不只是在基督里完全而已。
But the moral image of God is completed in you.
而是上帝的道德，他的形象完全在你的身上显露出来。
Bible Commentary, Volume 4, Page 1161.
圣经注释第四卷1161页。
Again, speaking about the latter rain.
再次他说到晚雨。
Now, let me just, for a moment, kind of set this statement up for a bit. When the people of God
当上帝的子民
receive the latter rain
领受晚雨的时候，
before they receive it
他们领受之前呢，
remember in the process of early rain they're going from victory to victory
记得早雨的时候他们是一个阶段一个阶段得到胜利。
And when they finally gain victory over that last sin
当他们得到胜利最后的那个罪的胜利之后呢，
there's nothing left in them,
在他身体里面完全没有剩下的，没有剩下需要改造的了。
At that moment,
在那一点，
the saints of God are sealed in their foreheads.
上帝永生的印记呢，就盖在他们的头上、额上。
They receive the latter rain.
他们领受晚雨。
You have to realize,
你必须要意识到，
only those who receive the seal of God will get the latter rain.
唯有那些领受永生上帝印记的才能够领受晚雨。
They go hand in hand.
他们是一起的。
Now, you know what the seal of God is.
你知道上永生上帝的印记是什么，对不对？
Don't you?
对不对？
Who can tell me what the seal of God is?
谁可以告诉我上帝的印记是什么？
It's the Sabbath.
对了，是。
That's right.
安息日。
But again, can you prove it?
你能不能够证明出来？
Right? I mean, right?
是吗？
You know, right? Look, we know it's the Saturday is the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is the seal of God. But I'm asking you, not to me, I'm just asking you to think, but can you prove it?
不是要给我，只是要你们思考，你们能不能够证明。
Friends, if you can't show from the Word of God that the Sabbath is the seal of God,
朋友，若你们不能证明安息日是上帝永生的印记的，
then how do you know it's the seal of God?
那你怎么知道那是
永生上帝印记？ Because someone said so?
是不是因为别人告诉你啊？
That's not good enough.
那不够好。
So,
所以朋友，
the Sabbath is the seal of God.
安息日是永生上帝的印记。
There is the seal of God.
那么呢，有上帝的印记。
Then there is the sealing.
然后呢，有那盖印的过程。
Now you know there are two different things.
所以你知道这是两个。
They go hand in hand.
他们是一起的。
But they're two different things.
但他们是不同的东西。
The seal of God is the Sabbath.
上帝的印记呢，就是安息日。
But the sealing,
但是那盖印
is something different.
盖印呢是另一个东西了。
Now listen to this statement.
听清楚这句话。
And remember, this is in relationship to the latter rain.
而这与晚雨又有很重大的联系。
What the latter rain will do for us?
晚雨为我们做什么样的东西呢？
We already know it's going to bring us to completion in Jesus.
我们已经知道它会使我们完全。
But let's read on now.
完整，在基督里完整。但是我们继续的读。
Just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads.
他说正当上帝的子民在额上受印的时候，
It is not any seal or mark that can be seen.
他说这并非能看得见的印记或记号。
But,
而是呢，
Listen, a settling into the truth.
是在理智和灵性方面在真理上站立的稳。
Both intellectually and spiritually. Now underscore this.So that they cannot be moved.
要注意这个以致不能动摇。
So the seal of God and the latter rain go together.
所以上帝的印记和晚雨一起的同行。
Those who partake of the early rain,
那些经验早雨的
and develop.Christ-like characters
培养出基督的品格
will eventually be receive the seal of God.
最后呢会领受上帝的印记。
They will then be baptized with the latter rain.
他们会被晚雨所施洗。
Now please notice,
请记
when that happens,
当那样事情发生的时候，
their experience is such,
他们的经验呢，
it says that they cannot.Be moved.
他们的经验是他们不能动摇的。
Now, what does that mean?
那是什么意思呢？
Will they still be tempted?
他们会不会再被试探呢？会吗？
Will they still be tempted?
会不会被试探呢？
Yes.
会，是的。
Will they still have trials and tribulations?
他们还会不会有患难，有逼迫？
Yes.
还是会有。
But will they sin?
而他们会不会犯罪呢？
No.
不会。
Not that they don't have the freedom of the will to sin.
不再是因为他们有选择权做犯罪还是不犯罪。
But because during the early rain experience.
而是呢，因为他们早雨的经验。
They have cultivated the habit of surrendering their will to God.
使到他们有这习惯，一致的去迎合上帝的旨意。
So much so.
直到一个地步呢
，that Any deception or trial or tribulation,
不论任何的欺骗，任何的试炼，任何的患难
will not allow them, at least in terms of veering them off the path of what they know to do.
不会使到他们偏离他们知道他们当走的道。
They will so identify their wills with the will of God.
他们使他们的意愿与上帝的意愿那么的相似。
That it will be but one will.
直到呢，他们是同一个意愿而已。
God's will is their will.
上帝的意愿呢，就成了他们的意愿。
Their will is God's will.
他们的意愿呢，也是上帝的意愿。
They will not be moved.
他们并不会动摇。
So again, the latter rain fixes us, it establishes us.
再次的晚雨把我们稳妥的锁着我们的根基。
You see, before the latter rain,
在晚雨之前,
I still have the potential of being moved.
我还有这个可能性呢,会被动摇。
You understand? I still can change by the exercise of my will. I can yield to temptation and sin.
在我的意愿上呢，我选择我还是会犯罪，还可能会犯罪。
Once the latter rain falls,
但是当晚雨降配的时候
，those who receive it,
那些能够领受的
，they're not moving anymore,
他们是不会再动摇的了。
This next statement will confirm again what I've just said. It just says it in a different way, but it's a very nice way of putting it.
下一个摘录呢，也是跟前面一个摘录一样，只是他用不同方式说。
This is found in the Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5.
这是证言卷三第267页。
Now listen, when the decree goes forth and the stamp is impressed.
他说命令一旦发出，印就盖上。
Now that stamp that's impressed, he's referring to the seal of God.
那个盖印，那个是上帝的印记。
So, when the stamp is impressed,
所以当那印记被印上了
their character will remain pure and spotless for eternity.
他们的品格就会永远保持纯洁，毫无沾污了。
Notice what doesn't change.
记得看它是什么东西没有改变。
For eternity,
永远都不会改变。
Their character,
他们的品格。
Their character will remain pure and spotless.
他们的品格将会保留，会没有沾污，圣洁的。
During the early rain,
在早雨的时候呢
，you may have a pure and spotless character.
你或许有纯洁没有沾污的品格
，you can change it.
然而你还能够改变。
In other words, you can still choose to sin.
因为你还能够选择犯罪。
You can give in to temptation.
你还能够。能够跌入试探
But once the latter rain falls,
但当晚雨来的时候
You are fixed.
你已经稳固了
Your character is perfected to the point where it will not change.
你的品格已经到一个程度，你是不会改变的了
It will remain pure throughout eternity.
它会永远的保持纯洁
Testimonies, Volume 5, page 476.
在卷五
Testimonies to the Church, Volume 5.
在教会箴言卷五啊，476页。
Says this.
他说
The despised remnant.
被藐视的移民呢
？Are clothed in glorious apparel，
穿上了华美的衣服。
Never more to be defiled by the corruptions of the world，
永不再被世俗的污秽所沾染。
Now again， she's saying the same thing， she's putting it in a different way。
再次，她以同样的一件事情，用不同的方式来说。
Never more to be corrupted。Or defiled by the corruptions of the world, never again.
永不再被世俗的污秽所沾污。
The latter rain seals you.
那晚雨呢，使你盖上印。
Permanently, you will be perfect throughout eternity.
永远的呢，你的品格将会完全。
She goes on to say.
她继续的说。
They have resisted the wiles of the deceiver.
他们已经抵挡那欺骗者的诡计。
They have not been turned from their loyalty by the dragon's roar.
他们没有因龙的爆笑而背弃他们的忠贞。
Now, this is the early rain.
这个是早雨。
But now watch what she says about the latter rain.
现在她说晚雨了。
Now,
他说现在,
they are eternally secure from the tempter's devices.
他们永不再受试探者诡计所害。
Even though Satan will tempt them.
虽然撒旦还会试探他们,
even though they're going to go through Jacob's time of trouble.
虽然他们还会经历雅各的灾难,
they will not succumb to Satan's devices.
他们不再会倾向撒旦。
They are forever eternally secure in Christ.
他们永永远远在基督里保守了。Again,
saying it the same way, just a little different.
再一次的同一个。 但是以不同方式来说出来。
This is found in Bible Commentary Volume 7, page 970.
是在信息选萃册一336-337页。
As wax takes the impression of the seal,
正如蜡印上了印记,
so the soul is to take the impression of the Spirit of God.
照样，生灵也要有上帝之灵的印记。
Now, this is a To me,
那么对我来说,
an excellent way to illustrate the early rain experience.
这个是很好去解说早雨的经验,
of what is happening to us.
我们发生了什么事情,
we are wax.
我们是好像蜡那样,
and God is trying to impress His character on us.
而上帝呢，尝试把他的品格印在我们上面。
That's the purpose of the early rain.
那是早雨的工作。
But there comes a point,
但是来到一个地步,
where that seal is now placed.
那个印记呢, 印上去了,
and the image is perfect.
而那个形象呢已经完整了。
And listen to what she says.
而听她说了,
once the seal is pressed on the wax,
当那个印记压在那个蜡上的时候,
she says,
她说,
and listen to the word, retain the image of Christ.
听和有保有
Now, to retain something
去保有一样事情,
means to reserve and to keep it.
就是把它收藏起来, 守着,
it's in your possession.
它是属于你的了。
In other words, the latter rain forever retains that character and that impress.
意思就是说呢, 晚雨永远的呢, 都保守着, 保护着这印,
So that it is never marred or distorted again.
使到呢，它永远呢都不会再受损坏。
Now, I'm going to ask some questions. I want you to listen. This is very important to understand.
那么现在呢，我要问你一些问题，很重要。
How does the latter rain perfect your character or bring it to full maturity?
晚雨呢，怎么样使到你能够完全？怎样使到你能够完整成熟呢？
The work of the latter rain is to bring us to maturity and establishing the character.
晚雨的工作呢是要完整，那成熟的工作，并且使你的品格呢得到稳固。
But I want to tell you the distinction. You got to really pick this up and really grasp onto.
你真正的抓住它的这个的分别。
Living without sin,
没有罪的生活,
and being fully mature,
完全的成熟,
and ready for translation,
准备好。 变化
are two different things.
是两个不同的东西。
You hear that, what I just said?
听得清楚吗?
Living without sin,
过着无罪的生活,
and being fully mature,
和得到完成已经成熟了,
and ready for translation,
而准备好变化,
are two different things.
是两个不一样的东西来的。
Early rain is victory over sin.
早雨呢是 得胜罪恶,
but it doesn't necessarily mean during that process you're ready for translation.
但它不代表说在那个过程中你已经准备好升天了。
Nor does it mean you're fully mature.
也不代表你已经完全成熟了。
Now, do you understand that?
明白吗?
It's important you understand these things.
非常重要你能够明白这一点。
Because you see, in the early rain experience, you still have defects in your character.
你的品格上还是有缺陷。
That's why God gave us the early rain.
也就因为这样呢，上帝赐我们早雨。
So that we could overcome those defects.
使到我们能够克服罪恶。
But victory over sin,
但是得胜罪恶呢，
is not the same as maturity in Christ or full maturity in Christ. 与
完全在基督里成熟呢是两回事。
That's the latter rain.
那是晚雨。
The latter rain fits us for translation.
晚雨呢使到我们完全能够借身。
So it is critical to see the distinction between those two.
所以这两者之间你必须要很分明地看出来。
Now there's something else that the latter rain is going to do for us.
晚雨还会为我们做另一样事情。
And I'm amazed, I've heard this before by some Seventh-day Adventists.
而我也稀奇，我曾经从一些福音信徒呢听过这些话。
That they, for whatever reason, just seemed not to understand the distinction between the two, meaning the early and the latter rain.
他们似乎并不能够分明早雨和晚雨的分别。
But I want to now show you something that is different in the sense of what else the Holy Spirit will do in the latter rain for you.
现在呢，我要给你们看到一个分别，就是呢，晚雨还会为你，圣灵还会为你做些什么。
Now this is Acts of the Apostles, page 55.
这是《使徒行述》第五章。
Near the close of the earth's harvest.
但是在地上庄稼临近收割的时候
，A special bestowal of spiritual grace is promised to prepare the church for the coming of the Son of Man.
也有应许要赐下特别的灵恩，以便预备教会迎接人子的来临。
Now, what is that special bestowal of spiritual grace?
那特别的灵恩是什么呢
？Is it early rain?
是早雨吗
？Or is it latter rain?
还是晚雨呢？
Well, let me ask you this.
好，我问你这句话。
What am I talking about tonight?
我尽管在说什么课题。
What's my subject?
我的题目是什么？
Am I talking about early rain?
我是讲晚早雨吗？
Or my focal point on the latter rain?
还是我中心是讲晚雨呢？
It's latter rain.
晚雨。
So I'm going to ask you one more time.
所以再问多你一次。
That special bestowal of God's grace, what is it?
那个赐下特别的灵恩是什么
？It's the latter rain.
是晚雨。
All right.
好。
I want you to see.
我要你看。
That when God gives us the latter rain,
当上帝给我们晚雨的时候
，It is not only to bring us to full maturity.
不只是给我们得到完全的成熟
，And complete the work of perfection in the soul.
完整我们心灵中的品格的塑造。
But she also says.
他也说
It's to prepare the church for the coming of the Son of Man.
是准备教会迎接人子的降临。
That's another purpose of the latter rain.
那是另一个晚雨的目的。
That's not the early rain.
那不是早雨。
That's the purpose of the latter rain.
那是晚雨。
To prepare you for the coming of the Lord.
去准备你迎接主的来临。
Without the latter rain,
没有晚雨的话
you cannot be prepared for the coming of the Lord.
你不能够准备迎接主的来临。
But without the early rain,
但没有早雨的话
you can't get the latter rain.
你也不能够来到晚雨领受晚雨。
So it's critical that we understand it.
所以我们必须要很清楚地明白。
Early Writings, page 86.
在早期著作副篇里。
At the time of the latter rain,
他说那时晚雨
Or the refreshing from the presence of the Lord,
就是主面前安舒的日子
will come,
就来到
to give power to the loud voice of the third angel,
我要加强第三天使的大呼声
and prepare the saints to stand in the period,
并帮助圣徒最后七大灾难倾降时候
when the seven last plagues will be poured out,
能够站立得住
Now here she brings out two important things.That the latter rain will do for the saints.
这里呢，他告诉我们晚雨为我们做的两样事情。
One, she says.
第一样事情呢，他说
is to help as to give power to the loud cry Or the loud voice of the third angel.
他说是要加强第三天使的大呼声。
So what gives power to the loud cry?
所以大呼声的力量从哪里来呢？
That's right, it's latter rain.
是晚雨来的。
It's not early rain.
不是早雨。
This is the whole purpose of the latter rain.
这是晚雨的中心目的。
Thrust power into the loud cry.
是给大呼声能力。
But then she says,
但过后她说，
it's also to prepare the saints to stand in the period of the seven last plagues.
也是帮助圣徒呢，在七大灾降下来的时候能够站立。
The latter rain,
晚雨呢，
will be given to the saints,
是给圣徒，
who have perfected their character,
已经完全他们品格的。
And the latter rain,
而晚雨呢，
enables them,
帮助他们
to go through the seven last plagues,
去经历这七灾。
That's why you find none of the plagues touching them.
所以你会发现到气灾呢不会临到圣徒的身
上。Because they have an outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
因为他们有圣灵的充满。
Now, they go through the trials and tribulations.
他们经过试炼，经过患难。
But they don't partake of those trials and tribulations.
不过他们没有参与这个患难。
Now, let's go on.
继续。
Early Writings, page 277.
在早期著作，277页。
She says the work of this angel comes in at the right time.
他说这个天使的工作在对的时候来到。
By the way, just let me kind of clarify that, because get a little bit of the background here.
就说一些他的背景。
She's talking about, you know, the message of Babylon has fallen, is fallen.
他说到巴比伦倾倒，倾倒的信息。
Now, this is the second angel's message.
这是第二天使的信息。
And remember, the second angel's message is to be repeated.
而要记得这第二天使的信息将会再重复。
And it is to accompany the third angel.
而是与第三天使一起的呼喊。
Now, the repeating of the second angel's message,
那个重复的第二天使信息
is found in terms of its fulfillment in the loud cry of Revelation 18.
在启示录十八章和大呼声里成就了。
So, clearly we know we're at the latter rain loud cry period of time.
所以这里我们看到我们是在大呼声，在晚雨降配的时候了。
So, the work of this angel comes in at the right time.
所以呢，他说这个天使的工作呢，在刚刚好对的时候去来到。
To join the last great work of the third angel's message.
是与第三天使信息呢一起的同工。
As it swells to a loud cry.
当它兴起来成为一个大呼声的时候。
And the people of God.
而上帝的子民。
Are thus prepared to stand in the hour of temptation which they are soon to meet.
就这样准备好在试探中的时刻站立得住。
So what does the latter rain do?
所以晚雨做什么呢？
It helps prepare the people of God.
它准备上帝的子民。
To go through that terrible time.
去经历那非常危险的时候。
The hour of temptation.
那试探的时刻。
Not early rain.
不是早雨。
Latter rain.
是晚雨。
Testimony to the Church, Volume 1.
在证言卷一
,188
页。
Those who come up to every point,
他说至于那些来到了每一点
and stand every test,
而经过了每一试验
and overcome,
并且能够坚立
be the price what it may,
并不过一切代价而得胜的人
have heeded the counsel of the true witness,
已听从了真实见证者的劝勉。
What did she just describe?
她解释了什么呢？她刚刚解释什么？
What did she just describe?
她在形容什么？形容什么经验？
Who said it? Somebody back here said it.
我听到有人说。
Don't be afraid. Somebody said it. You're right.
对了，说大声一点。
What is she describing?
她在形容什么经验呢?
She's describing the early rain experience.
她在形容早雨的经验。
Repeat it one more time.
再次重复啊。
Now notice the language. This is, look, when you study the spirit of prophecy,
当你研究预言之灵的时候,
pay attention to how she's describing things.
注意她在怎么样的形容那个事情。
Look, I've read to you statements.
我已经 为你读过摘录
that really more than once say the same thing.
已经一直重复讲同样的事情了
But she's saying it from a different angle or a different way.
她以不同方式、不同角度去形容它。
You know, people say, well, why don't you just read the one statement?
有些人说，哦，为什么就读一个摘录就好了？
Well, that's like saying, well, why don't you just read Matthew?
我是就问你，为什么不读马太就好了？
Why are you worried about Mark or Luke or John?
为什么读马可、路加、约翰？
There's a reason why there's four Gospels.
有原因为什么有四福音书的。
And if you harmonize the Gospels,
而如果你把这四福音书融合一起
you take a particular story,
你说某一个故事
and you put them together,
你把这四个
from those four accounts,
从那四个不同的角度
what do? You get a fuller picture of what really happened.
你得到一个更加完整的图片呢什么事情发生的图片
So listen to how again she describes it.
所以再次的听她怎么样形容
Those who come up to every point,
那些来到了每一点
Step by step, she says.
一步一步，他说，一步一步的。
Stage by stage.
一个阶段，一个阶段的。
That process of growth.
那个成长的过程。
Those who come up to every point.
那些来到每一点的。
And stand the test.
经过每一试验的。
What are they doing? Getting victory, right?
得到胜利，对不对？
You've gained victory.
他们能够在试验中站立得住，就是得胜，对不对？
So these are overcomers.
所以这些是得胜者。
And overcome, she says.
而他说得胜的。
Look, listen now. Be the price what it may.
我听得清楚，他说不顾一切代价。
Meaning they're willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to follow Jesus.
就是说他们愿意献上任何一切，唯有他们能够跟从耶稣的话。
Go to Revelation 14.
去启示录十四章。
Excuse me. Go to it's Revelation 7. Sorry.
启示录七章吗？
No, forgive me, forgive me. That's, it's 14, go to 14.
在十四章。
Now, in Revelation 14,
在启示录十四章呢,
I want to show you,
我要向你,
it's speaking of the 144,000.
显出它是说到十四万四千。
But I want you to notice the characteristics of it.
我要你看出他们的,
at least one particular one.
他们的特征。其中一个
Look at verse 4.
看第四节
Revelation 14 verse 4.
看第四节启示录十四章
四节 These are they which are not defiled with women.
这些人未沾污染
For they are what?
他们是什么
Virgins.
童女童身
Now listen. That is the purpose of the early rain.
这是早雨的目的
To make us completely pure.
是使到你完全的圣洁
Look at the next thing.
看下一个东西。
These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
Now, they overcome, pay the price, whatever it may be.
他们得胜了，他们付出代价，不论是什么代价都好。
They're willing to sacrifice anything and everything.
他们愿意放弃任何的一切。
To follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
就为了要跟随羔羊，不论羔羊往哪里去。
So Jesus comes to you.
所以耶稣来了。
He says, I want you to give up that worldly music.
他说我要你放弃那世俗的音乐。
Alright, now here you are.
你在这里。
You've been, before that time,
之前
you've been walking along in your Christian experience.
你在你基督徒的经验行走。
You're living up to all the light that you have.
你活着的是你得到多少的亮光你活出来。
Now God, through trials and tribulations,
现在上帝用逼迫用试炼
reveals a hidden defect in your life
向你显明你生命中的缺陷
I want you to give up that worldly music
我要你放弃那世俗的音乐
Now
现在呢
You got to choose what you're going to do
你要选择你要做的是什么
And in this case There are those who are going to sacrifice whatever it takes to follow Jesus
而在这里呢有一些将要付出任何代价都好他们要跟从耶稣
So they give up that worldly music
所以他们放弃了世俗的音乐
To follow Jesus
去跟从羔羊
Now you're walking along in your Christian experience
而现在你又继续的行走你的基督经验
You're living up to all the light that you have
你活着的是你夺到的亮光
Here comes another trial and tribulation
又来一个患难一个试炼
And God says I want you to dress appropriately
而上帝告诉你，你要穿得端庄。
I want you to dress, men, I want you to dress and act like a man. Women, the same. I want you to act and dress like a woman.
男士们要你穿得啊，你的举动要像男生啊，女士们要像女士。
Now you got to choose.
那你必须要选择。
Are you going to dress appropriately?
你是否会按着他的旨意去穿着呢？
And so let's say that they are willing to sacrifice their worldly fashions.
他们愿意在任何一切的代价，他们放弃世俗的潮流。
And now they go on to follow Jesus.
他们继续跟随耶稣。
Wherever he leads.
无论他往哪里去。
And so you're walking along in your Christian experience.
所以你在基督徒的经验继续的行走。
Another trial and tribulation comes.
另一个试炼，另一个患难就来了。
And God impresses upon you.
而上帝呢，告诉你。
He says, I want you to stop eating those certain things you know that are unhealthy.
他说，我要你不要再吃那些你知道不应该吃的这些。
I want you to stop drinking certain things you know are not right.
我要你停止喝这些饮品你知道不应该喝的。
Now you have a choice to make.
那你要做选择。
What are you going to do?
你要怎么办？
Well, let's say you're willing to follow God.
我们说哦，你愿意跟随耶稣。
So you're willing to sacrifice whatever it takes.
你愿意放弃所有的一切。
Whatever that food and drink may be.
无论那是什么食物，什么饮品。
And then you follow the Lord Jesus.
然后你跟随耶稣。
That is early rain.
那就是早雨。
By the way, I just described to you sanctification.
我已经告诉你了，这就是成圣的过程。
What is sanctification?
这是成圣的过程。什么是成圣呢？
It is not, listen, sanctification is not the process of a lifetime of overcoming your sins.
成圣呢，不是一个人啊，一生人的过程呢，去克服你的罪。
Sanctification is a lifetime of Who can finish it for me?
谁可以帮我结束？成圣呢？是一个
lifetime
人生的什么
？It begins with an O,
一个 O 开始。
The next letter is a B.
过后是 B.
Do I got to spell the rest of it out?
要不要跟你讲完吗
？Obedience,
顺从。
Sanctification is a lifetime of obeying God.
成圣呢，是一人生都遵从上帝。
That's what it means.When the Bible talks about holiness,
当圣经说到圣洁的时候
，That's what the Word of God is talking about when it talks about righteousness.
当他说到公义的时候
，Righteousness is doing that which is right.
就是做那对的事情。
And I do right.
当我做对的事情的时候
，Because it is right.
因为它是对的事情啊。
In other words, I don't do right because it feels right.
我不做对的事情，只因为它感觉到好。
I do right because it Right、thing
我做那对的事情，因为那是对的，应该要做的事情。
So,
所以呢
？Now we look, or at least we have looked at the concept of the latter rain.
我们已经进入，并且已经知晓晚雨。
The latter rain is to bring us to full maturity.
晚雨使我们成熟。
To complete, as it were, the work of perfecting in the saints.
完成了那工作，使我们完整的工作。
The latter rain does not change your character.
晚雨并不改变你的品格。
Your character will have changed before that.
你的品格之前就已经改变了。
That is the early rain.
那是早雨的工作。
So the latter rain brings us to full maturity.
所以晚雨呢，使到你得到成熟、成长。
Now remember I told you that victory over sin.
我曾经告诉你，得胜罪恶。
And full maturity are two different things.
和来到成熟的话呢，是两个不一样的东西。
Now, not only is the latter rain to bring us to full maturity,
不只是晚雨使到我们成熟
but it is also to fit us for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
它也准备好我们迎接耶稣的来临。
It is to prepare us for the seven last plagues.
它是准备我们面对七大灾难。
It is to prepare us for translation.
准备我们变化升天。
It is to help in the proclamation of giving power to what? The loud cry.
它是帮助给那能力去做大呼声。
So the latter rain has different functions and purposes.
所以晚雨有不同的功用，不同的目的。
I mean, obviously they're all related. There's no doubt about it.
当然，他们所有的都是紧接着的。
But they have to be seen individually as well.
然而，他们也必须要分开来看，一个一个的去研究，一个一个去看。
People have asked me today.
人们有问我。
You think the latter rain is falling?
你想晚雨是不是已经在降配了呢？
Well, after all that I've just read to you,
我刚才已经跟你们读了这么多。
Let me ask you.
我问回你。
You think the latter rain is falling?
你想晚雨降配了吗？
No way.
没有可能。
I think, let me say something to you. Remember what Sister White says.
怀斯母曾经说过的那句话。
You know, when people say to me, do you think the latter rain is falling?
但是人们问你，你想晚雨是不是已经降配了呢？
Remember what she said.
请记得怀斯母说的。
When the latter rain does actually fall,
晚雨几时才真正降配呢？
It'll be falling on hearts all around.
当它会降在身为人们。
But to those who did not prepare,
但被给那些还没有预备的。
They will not recognize it nor receive it.
他们不会领受，不会知觉。
I can assure you this.
我可以告诉你。
When the latter rain falls,
当晚雨降配的时候,
this world is going to be turned upside down.
这整个世界呢, 都会颠倒起来。
You know, today I had the privilege to go through town.
今天呢, 我有机会到城市镇去。
I guess it's the old part of town. I guess that's the historic district. I don't know.
是那比较旧区吧, 应该是。
And every time I come to Asia,
每次我来到亚洲的时候,
it's fascinating for me
对我来说是很惊讶,
to reflect on the culture and the history.
去看他们的历史, 他们的文化。
And I don't need obviously to remind you or even tell you.
而我不需要告诉你,
but it is steeped in paganism.
不过呢, 它是完完全全的渗透着异教。
And I couldn't help but think,
而我在想,
the day is coming,
日子将到,
when in the streets of Malacca,
当在马六甲的街道上,
the gospel is going to be preached.
上帝的福音将要被传达。
And I don't care what the laws say.
而我不管什么律法说的。
Those who are going to be baptized with the latter rain,
那些被晚雨所洗礼的,
cannot and will not be silent.
不能也不会安静自己。
And I can tell you this,
而我可以告诉你,
there are going to be those out there today,
那边在外面的人啊,
who may be as pagan as they can be,
会有那些, 就算是他们多异教都好,
but because they do not know the truth,
只因为他们不明白真理,
and some of them are living up to all the light they have,
而很多呢, 他们是活着, 是根据他们的亮光,
when they hear this message,
当他们听到这个信息的时候,
I can assure you, they're coming out.
可以保证你他们会出来,
and they're going to join God's people.
而他们会与上帝的子民联合。
You know, I was thinking about this in my room today.
我今天在我房间在想,
I often wonder whether sometimes we don't have the cart before the horse.
我常常想我们是不是把那个马车放在马的前面。
You know, we focus on doing the quote, work of God.
我们一直在想我们要做上帝的工作。
You know, evangelizing the world.
你知道就是去宣传主的话给全世界。
And don't misunderstand me, we need to.
不要误会我，这个是很需要的。
But don't you think,
但是你不觉得吗?
It would be far better,
会更加的好,
that the quicker we work on our own hearts,
如果我们开始 在我们心中工作,
the quicker we will evangelize,
比较快呢, 我们会去宣传,
and be more successful,
也比较能够有成就。
And I really think,
而我真正的在想,
you know, look, I've preached this message all over this world,
我已经把这个信息在全世界说过了。
But every time I preach it,
但是每一次我传讲的时候,
you know, you learn more things. It's amazing. I don't care how many times you preach it.
我学不很多东西, 不论我讲了多少次,
you know,
我都学新的东西。
Things begin to crystallize in your mind.
东西开始在我的脑海中呢, 越来越清澈。
And friends, let me tell you,
朋友们, 我告诉你,
we got to get our hearts right with God.
我们的心要与上帝对, 有对的关系。
Time is short.
时间短促了。
America, look at the Bible prophecy. Look what America is doing.
看美国现在在做什么？看圣经的预言。
It's the fulfillment of the scriptures.
它是完完全全在成就圣经的话语啊。
That should awaken us.
那应该使我们警醒起来。
Look at how the world is paying homage to the papacy.
看一下世界在怎么样的尊敬这个罗马天主教。
That should awaken us.
这应该会使我们警醒起来。
Look at the condition of our own beloved church.
看一看我们本身，我们亲爱的教会的情况。
That should surely wake us up.
那个确确实实应该要使我们警醒起来。
Look at the lethargic condition of our churches.
看一下我们教会中这个麻痹、这个劳累的情况。
The apathy.
这没有力的。
We see such spiritual declension. I mean, it's just this lifeless churches. Really, that's all how I can put it.
我们看到我们教会中那没有生命、那属灵的低微。
Now, God always has His faithful.
上帝一直都有他忠心的人。是的。
You know, I've been going through Prophets and Kings for my devotion.
我在看先知与君王啊，做我的灵修。
You know, Elijah thought he was the only one faithful.
以利亚以为当时他以为他是唯一一个忠心上帝的。
But what did God tell Elijah?
但是上帝告诉他什么呢
？I got 7,000 have not bowed the knee.
我还有7,000人是没有跪下的。
Listen to me. I'm telling you, there's 7,000 in the world. There's 7,000 in the church.
我告诉你，在世界有7,000人，在教会有7,000人。
They haven't bowed the knee.
还没有跪下的。
And we got to pray to God.
而我们要祈求上帝。
That we don't bow the knee.
我们不会跪下敬拜偶像。
Now, I want to appeal to you here tonight.
今晚我要向你做出呼召。
There may be those of you who have been a Christian.
这里或许有人。
But you have walked away from God.
是基督徒，但是你偏离了上帝的道。
I appeal to you to recommit your life to Jesus.
我向你呼求。求你重新的把你自己献给耶稣。
There are those of you who have a good, vibrant life in God.
也有当中有很活跃的基督徒生活。
You need a deeper commitment.
你需要更深的经验。
There may be those here tonight who have not even been baptized.
你们这里或许还有人没有受洗的。
God is calling on you to follow Him and be baptized.
上帝在呼求你，叫你要受洗了。
Whatever our condition.
无论我们的情况是什么
Whatever our experience,
无论我们的经验是如何
we must press forward to follow the Lord.
我们要继续的努力跟从耶稣
How many want to say with me here tonight?
今晚有多少个愿意与我说
Lord, help me to follow you.
主帮助我跟从你
And go all the way.
走完这盆道路
How many would like that?
多少个愿意与我说
Let us pray.
让我们祷告
Father in heaven, once again we thank you.
天父，再次的我们感谢你。
And we ask that you will guide and keep us.
我们祈求你引领我们，保守我们。
We pray that the decisions were made here tonight.
我们祈求你今晚所做的决定。
Will be sealed for eternity.
会永永远远的印着在我们的心里。
Oh Lord, keep us, we ask.
主啊，求主你保守我们。
And dear God, bless us now.
我们的父啊，求主您赐福我们。
In Jesus' name，
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen。 Amen。